Chapter 9. Week 11. The penultimate show. Just 3 acts left, and only one is outperforming Jesus with the public. Jennifer Benz, America's sweetheart. Mentored by Stelfox himself, Jennifer has floated through the competition, propelled effortlessly forward by her tumbling blonde hair, her curves, her alabaster teeth, her tastefully revealing outfits. A length of brown thigh here, firm tanned cleavage there, and a succession of perfectly executed ballads. Carrie, Houston, Dion, Stelfox's Holy Trinity. As JC saw it, and this is someone who can find something to like in just about anyone, the only problem with Jennifer was that she made a Playboy bunny look like a model of feminist assertiveness. Her parents, a living, breathing Ralph Lauren ad, shepherded her everywhere, and Jesus didn't think he'd once heard her answer a question directed at her. In wardrobe, a department that had long given up trying to do anything with Jesus, it would be, "Jennifer, you want to wear the cream gown with the aqua brocade?" "No," Jennifer's mom would say, "the champagne with the ivory trim." Or in catering, "Some potatoes?" "Just salad," Dad would reply. "Poor bitch isn't a daughter so much as a racehorse," Becky said. Gary McDonald's still in there, too. The big kid's not getting the freak vote predicted by Chris so much as the sympathy vote. Every week in the early stages of the season, a segment of the show was devoted to telling a little of each performer's backstory. And Gary's, with the clabbered house in New Orleans, the little brothers and sisters, the struggling welfare mom, had proved compelling, especially when set against the Republican Party recruiting film that told the story of life with the Benzes, the impeccably dressed family touring the leafy grounds of their Westchester home, standing on the slopes at Aspen, playing volleyball on the beach at Malibu. "We're very fortunate people," etc., and which served a different viewer function. "Aspirational," Stelfox said. "Give the cunts at home something to make them feel better about themselves and also something to look up to." Gary had a sweet, shy presence and great pipes, a big, strong soul voice, bell clear and nimble in the upper registers, in an Aaron Neville kind of way. Though Jesus and the guys lamented the choice of material Darcy D'Angelo was feeding the kid, Stelfox-friendly ballads and saccharine pop songs. "Man," Morgan said one week, watching Gary tremble through "Money's Too Tight to Mention," many of his numbers obviously being lamely chosen to tie into his domestic situation. "You'd love to hear this kid cut loose on something with some fucking balls, huh?"
"Tonight, only 3 remain,"
the announcer's voice, solemn as it thunders through the Burbank studio, somber as it comes out of TV speakers across the country.
"Tonight, it's time for you to decide who the finalists will be. Tonight, live from Hollywood, California, it's American Pop Star!"
"Boy," Jesus thinks, coming down the narrow backstage hallway, threading between the hurrying technicians, being careful to keep the neck of his guitar up and out of the way so it won't get knocked and detuned, a little 5-watt Fender practice amp in his other hand, listening to the guy's voice coming out of the speakers mounted all along the walls. You'd think he was announcing the end of the goddamn world. "Hey, shouldn't you be in makeup?" a passing headset and clipboard says to him. "Yeah, yeah." He reaches the end, makes a left, and knocks on the blue door. "Come in," a muffled voice says. Jesus ducks into the dressing room to see the family McDonald getting ready to take their leave. Mom and all those little brothers and sisters. "Hey, Gary, what's up?"
"Hi, JC. This is my family."
"Pleased to meet you, kids. Mrs. McDonald." Jesus, grinning at the kids, shaking hands with Gary's mom, who takes his hand suspiciously.
"So you the one thinks he's the son of God?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"Son, you for real?"
"Afraid so." She holds his eyes for a moment.
"Mm-hmm."
Then, turning back to Gary, kissing him on the cheek, she says,
Good luck tonight, son. You just do your best now.
Yeah, Mama.
And don't be eating all them sandwiches, you hear?
She gestures to the tray of cold cuts on the counter. Just because they're here, don't mean you have to eat them all.
Yeah, Mama. Well, all right then.
She ushers the kids out, Jesus closing the door behind them and saying to Gary,
Look, man, would you help me out with something tonight?
Jesus runs through the song, his guitar plugged into the little practice amp.
Man, I don't know, JC, Gary says. We ain't meant to do nothing like that. We could get in trouble.
What trouble? Come on, what's the worst could happen?
Get thrown off the show. I know you don't care, but I need this, man.
They can't throw us off live on the air for something like this.
Trust me, the folks at home will love it. You need to do something like this.
What's up? You don't like the song?
I love the song, man. I've been waiting to do something more like that. Darcy won't let me.
Darcy. Fuck Darcy. Come on, dude. This'll give people a chance to see you really cutting loose on something good for a change.
Shit. I don't know, man.
Gary, trust me. Gary, looking into those big, luminous eyes.
5 minutes until showtime, the voice coming metallic through the speaker on the wall. Would all contestants?
Something in the man's eyes, Gary thinks. He'd heard about the phrase leadership qualities one time. On a form at school, before graduation, that you had to fill in so they could figure out what job you might be best at. They told Gary, auto mechanic. Gary hated cars. But JC, standing right here, 1 foot up on his little amp, grinning at you like nothing bad could ever happen so long as you stuck with him. Gary believing it, too.
Shit. Okay, man. Attaboy. What verse?
Jesus handing him the sheaf of lyrics he scribbled down.
Second one? That's what I was thinking,
Jesus says, turning the volume on the guitar up with his right pinky.
Okay, quick. Let's run through it.
Gary kicked the evening off with a horrific version of An Innocent Man by Billy Joel, a song chosen by Darcy as being representative of his demeanor and underdog status on the show, but which was, as Morgan pointed out, just representative of a song that really sucks fucking ass. Jennifer Benz, sparkling sequined in the spotlight, is on now doing a huge arrangement of Don't Stop Believing. Gary and Jesus watching from the wings, close to 100 million viewers watching at home, one of the biggest TV audiences in recent American history. Tonight is a theme night. They'd had one a few shows back, Motown, but tonight's is broader, looser. Classic American artists. Well, classic American artists as defined by Stephen Stelfox. Jesus had frowned his way down the short one-page list, his tone of voice hopping between disbelief and outrage. Michael Jackson? Billy Joel? Journey? You gotta be fucking kidding me, Herb. Until, and almost at the last name on it, he'd started nodding. One name he could run with. And it can't be no obscure early album track, Herb reminded him. Benz is bowing now as the strings scrape and whirl to a crescendo, the studio audience erupting into applause, screams, and whistles. How about that? Kevin Leary is yelling as he bounds onto the stage. Benz flounces by Jesus and Gary, a light sheen of sweat on her brow and a follow that look on her face, and into the arms of her parents behind them.
You stumbled a little on the bridge, Jesus hears her father say to her.
Then he is tuning back into Leary, saying, He's caused some controversy on this show, but a lot of you love him because he's still here. It's...
Meet you in the middle, baby,
Jesus whispers to Gary, giving him a quick pat on the back as he runs out into the spotlight and the applause. And what you got for us tonight? Leary has his arm around Jesus, buddy style. Well, Kevin, I guess you could say it's kind of the unofficial American national anthem.
Mysterious as ever. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Jesus.
Before Leary can even get the name out, before his hand is even off his shoulder, JC's running back towards the orchestra, pumped up, actually looking forward to playing with the house band on this one because, for once, the song suits, fucking needs a full arrangement. Three guitars, piano, organ, and everything from glockenspiel to goddamn triangle. So pumped up he's jumping onto the drum riser, cutting off an astonished, enraged Barry, who just stands there, baton poised as Jesus screams, 1, 2, 3, 4, into the drummer's face, and incredibly, the whole orchestra gets it and crashes in as one right on the four. A massive whoomp of sound. Jesus twanging that Duane Eddy guitar riff over the top of everything before he turns and leaps 10 feet in the air, scissor kicking back over the head of the piano player as the audience screams and flashbulbs pop in the photography pit, grabbing the image that will be in every single newspaper the following day. Jesus in mid-air scissor kick, the piano player open-mouthed and looking up at him. And Jesus somehow making it to the mic just as the band launches into a soaring, deafening, Born to Run, hitting the opening line right on cue, singing that line about how, by day, folks sweat it out on them streets, as the studio audience spontaneously rises to its feet, people yelling out, punching the air, people at home yelling at friends and family to get in here and see this pure, untrammeled energy blasting out of the set. Herb Stutz, watching with pride. Darcy, with her hand over her mouth. Stephen Stelfox, feeling something odd. Something he does not quite understand. The hairs on the back of his neck and along his arms puckering up. Jesus, finishing the first chorus to wild sing-along recognition, running back again, pumping the guitar riff wildly at the orchestra, many of them grinning now, caught up in it too, taking it much faster than the sheet music dictates. Barry's baton, an insane blur. No choice now but to go with it as Jesus turns to the wings and gives the nod. The roar of applause somehow intensifying as Gary runs out into the middle of the stage, grabbing the mic off the stand and asking a girl called Wendy to let him in. Singing about how he wants to be her friend. As Stelfox's eyebrows soar up towards his hairline, Jesus dampening the strings on the Gibson down with the flat of his right hand, reining it in a little, the orchestra following him down. Jesus conducting now, not Barry, letting Gary's voice soar clear over everything. Gary throwing his head back, roaring, the studio audience screaming along with him. Gary's mom and brothers and sisters bursting with pride in the wings. Jennifer Ben's father's face a scowling mask of fury behind them. Jesus, already soaking in sweat as he throws the guitar around his back and takes the mic from Gary for the middle eight. All the cameras following him down onto one knee as he half speaks the lines about girls combing their hair in rearview mirrors and boys trying to look so hard. Jesus timing it perfectly, singing about that everlasting kiss just as, all at once, he gets the mic back onto the stand and swings the guitar up as they crash into the instrumental section. The kid from the orchestra getting that frenzied bass solo just right. Jesus and Gary dancing together in the middle of the stage, like Clarence and the Boss. Gary banging on a tambourine he's picked up. Both of their faces washed in the wild transport of joy, utterly lost in music. And then the stuttering breakdown, notes falling, descending down fretboards till they hit that open E. Jesus leaping up on top of the grand piano, grinding out that big E forever, scrubbing it at the 7th fret before screaming, 1, 2, 3, 4, again, and scissor kicking back off the piano as Gary makes it to the mic in time to testify that the highways are indeed littered with heroes who are broken. Jesus making it in time to lean in and take the next line. And then they're both trading lines right to the end, the orchestra pummeling the climax, Gary with his arm around Jesus' shoulder as together they scream the chorus right into the ground, both of them pouring sweat in the spotlight. Jesus holding the guitar up high now as he scrubs out the final chord,
then turning and locking eyes with the drummer before he leaps 5 feet in the air, landing back on his feet exactly as they crash out the final beat, and as the entire studio audience and millions of folks at home all go absolutely nuts. Maybe only 4 people in America not feeling it. The family Benz and Stephen Stelfox.